standing in the possibility of a dream like baby you and me. What I know I never knew before, when I opened my heart, I opened up to explore.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was my very dear friend Elaine Silver singing Standing in the Possibility. And we all are standing in the possibility of a nation full of love and caring. And it's about time that we got there. We're on our way. It's almost 2012. I have a wonderful guest tonight. You know, people like to go to psychics and they like to go and find out what's going on. And every single time somebody goes to a psychic, they have a hopeful feeling that their questions are going to be answered, no matter how unreasonable the questions are. But we do the best we can in serving people. And one of the great guides to being a good, true psychic is A, tell them what is the truth, not what they want to hear. And B, to have love and caring and healing for the people that are coming to you and giving you their time as you're giving them yours. Tonight I have a very special guest who's been on with us before, a very dear friend by the name of Frank St. James. And Frank and I have been working together for about 20 years now. How are you, Frank?
Great, great, Elizabeth.
Good. I wanted to know a little bit about how you got into the psychic work. I know you used to be a detective up in Massachusetts, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit how that transition occurred.
Well, I have been, for years, I have been working with some of my clients, trying to solve some of their problems and their frustrations with members of the family, sometimes disappearing, sometimes murders, and that haven't been solved yet. And I started to get more into it. Actually, I started in the 60s I was traveling with a show group. We were going to Vegas, and as we hit different states, one time in Pennsylvania, there was a boy missing for a few days, and I had a dream, and the boy was screaming, and I saw where he was, the scenery around it, and the next day when I had inquired about if they had found him, I told them what I had picked up, and somebody actually listened to me. And however, the boy was already had passed. He had fell down a mine shaft. There's a lot of them.
Oh my goodness!
From the old coal mines, but apparently that the growth around the place where he fell in had. The sign that had a warning sign was pretty much overgrown, mm-hmm. and him and his friend were playing around there, and he disappeared. And I met people in the business, law enforcement. I had a good friend in Boston one night. He came in where I was playing, and we became fast friends. He was a 30-year Boston police detective. And I told him what I did and everything. And he had some open-end cases that he was still investigating.
Some cold cases?
Yes. And he critiqued me on how to investigate, which really put me over where I needed to be as far as...
Oh, that's great. So he showed you some of the key knowledge that you have to know. And that was back in your singing days, Frank. I know you're an excellent singer. So you sang at night and you worked as a detective in the daytime?
I did get an agency shortly after that. I have been doing a lot of detective work, and I have been working with the police, but I never had a detective agency. And I met a person, actually, she got a reading, and she asked me if I would come down and consider joining her in her detective agency in Rhode Island, and it was just what I was looking for, kind of legitimized so I can, when I did put information together, I could go to court with it too.
So it opened up your intuition, and it also opened up a way to help others big right. time, as they say. That yeah. kind of happened with me too. I was studying psychic sensitivity with my first teacher, Meg Stettner, and then I met Dr. Harry Ahrens, who taught hypnosis. And you know Shirley Tabatnik. Yeah. Shirley wanted me to teach a class on opening your intuitive awareness, but in order to do that, I also had to teach a hypnosis class. So I did that, and I studied with Dr. Ahrens, and then I joined the Ethical Hypnosis Society, which in its way gave me the permission that you got from being a detective.
Yeah, it's been, and it's still an interesting journey, as we know.
It doesn't stop. Always,
you're always finding different ways of picking up information and testing out how far you've come, and everybody's unique, and they bring off a certain energy to you. And some cases are easier to get through, and others are, you know, kind of emotional
blocked.
Roadblocks, too.
And don't you wonder why, Frank? Why, you know, I worked with a girl up in New York State, and you went with me. You remember Robin? That case still hasn't been solved. We went up to Carmel, New York, you and I, and we talked to the family about Robin, and we both felt that we had the right answer. We even went over to the lake, but they never found that body. What do you suppose, why? Why do some have it easy and then some just can't be found at all?
Well, I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes like with Robin, we picked up Robin right away.
Yeah, we did.
And she came through, and But
they never found the body.
I know. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if that was the case because I've done so many cases too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's sometimes there's an emotional block at some point, you know, and either they're afraid that maybe the person that killed them will be attacking their family or something. And sometimes it becomes a block, and you know, so I wonder sometimes, you know, the information is flowing, it's really good, we're getting close, we get, both of us get visual.
Well, you know, it was rare in this case, if you remember, because we saw her in a lake, and we went to that lake, and she actually appeared to both of us, and she pointed to a spot. And they went down in the water after we left, and they found that something had been tied there, but then had later been removed.
Right.
So her body probably actually was there, but then it was moved and disposed of in a different way we had been there and found it.
Interesting enough, that's a good point, because once you get involved with the case, the killer starts to get a feeling that somebody's following him.
Mm-hmm. And
their own intuition sometimes prompts them to move a body. You know, they might move it several times, but once people like us get involved, they either mess up at some point or the evidence, they'll go back over and take everything possible out of the way. So it's just their feeling that we're closing in on them. And that's the other thing, you know, too. And it's sometimes.
So we get the information and then they change it. You know, it's funny. Yeah. I wrote the book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? And I wrote about the fake psychics and the people that say they're doing something and they're really not. You remember that, Frank?
Yes.
But in this particular case, we were right on the money, but we couldn't prove it. We even had that poem, his name was Trent and he lived in Kent, and we had this little poem that came to us as we were driving up, and she actually did know a man by that that name who lived in Kent, who had lived outside in a tent, which was in the poem, but he disappeared completely, and then her body disappeared completely. So that's, and of course it was in all the newspapers. That's very, very interesting. It doesn't make the psychic wrong. It just brings a new situation, don't you agree?
Yeah, well, sometimes as a, if they act right away on it, which is difficult to get them moving sometimes, you know, to believing what we're picking up and mm-hmm. what we're seeing. And if they, sometimes if they don't move right away and go right there where we had such strong feelings and we're guided by the victim, it gives a chance for that person to remove the body and move it some other place. But, you know, over the years, I could see why some cases never came to a conclusion. Not that they might not. I mean, they're still, you know, never give up on them. And once in a while, I'll call up the family and see how they're doing. And you know, you never know when all of a sudden that person will come through somebody in the family and give you something new.
And they do. And sometimes when you're with the family, it can come through the psychic, because the psychic would pick up on the energy, whereas maybe the family couldn't, but you'd need to be in their presence for the energy. Of course, with Robin, her father eventually died, and the police always suspected her father. He passed away, and now the mother has remarried and moved out of state. So it never was solved.
Interesting enough, one of my cases in Rhode Island came up on the news last month a few times, because a 5-year-old boy was murdered by his neighbor. Mm-hmm. And that went on for like almost 7 years. I got in on the case. I worked on it for 2 years. I had the person's name. I even drew his face.
Get a vision. I was going to ask you, did you get a vision of him, which often happens to me, but it's hard to tell somebody.
I even had my daughter. I hypnotized my daughter, and she picked him up, too. Hmm. You know, we went down. But now they're considering letting this person out. He also cannibalized this boy.
Oh, my goodness.
He cut him up and cannibalized him. Mm. And, I mean, there's extenuating circumstances where I know there was a lot of things going on in that particular neighborhood.
Well, the man
must
have been
full of
hate. Which I can't
really say on the phone or, you know, mm-hmm. they call it a little bit.
Very negative.
But anyway, the father has survived, and he said he would, you know, kill him if he ever got out. Now, he's supposed to get out on good behavior. I can't see how they could do that.
They do, though. They do. You know, we're going to have a call-in show. We're asking everybody listening to please dial in after this next commercial so that you can ask Frank St. James, the famous psychic, a question. Frank has been on Unsolved Mysteries as well as the Bio Channel and several other medias, television and radio, and we're just so thrilled to have him as our guest on Let's Find Out tonight. We're going to go to this break, and we'll be right back. Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bimonthly in 3 regional print editions, New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, better known as the BCMA, is a nonprofit association focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by combining and sharing our talents with others. The BCMA does this by providing classes, events, and monthly metaphysical lectures to keep people informed about issues that affect your health and welfare of the community. We are in our 4th year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County.
please join us for our upcoming classes, intensives, and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful community charities. When you give service to others, you open the heart and grow spiritually. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of each month between September and June at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. For a list of our charities, as well as our calendar of events, go to www.thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. On our next show, April 17th, I have a fabulous, helpful guest coming. Her name is Gail Farmer. We are prior high school friends, and she and her husband, Jeff, own Omega Publications out of Palm Springs, California. Omega Publications is a small independent publisher providing author services and freelance copywriting services. They have several goals which they work on your project: to get your project done the way you want it, to give you a fair value for your money, and to produce a quality product that the public will receive with enthusiasm. Is there order to writing? You bet there is. Are there certain things that you need to do to prepare a book before you present it to the publisher? Yes, indeed. And Gail and I are going to show you exactly how to do it on this show. I have worked as an editorial agent for many years, so Gail and I are going to put our heads together to tell you exactly how to prepare your book for writing and how to get it ready for the publisher. Omega takes their clients and their projects on an individual one-on-one basis. They are not looking for dozens of new clients. They are looking for the special clients. Their motto is, your job is important to you, and so it's important to Omega. Omega provides you with editing, cover design, page layout, printing, and distribution of services. They provide you with a complete professional service. You do the writing, and they'll get your book onto the market. They are not a major agency. They are for freelance copywriters. They can help you with any of your marketing campaigns and website copy. If you need to move your project forward, if you need to get your job done well and on time, if you need a reasonable price tag, then you need Omega Publications. That's why Gail and Jeff started Omega Publications. That's why they're here. And that's exactly what Omega Publications will do for you. Don't miss this show, April 17th at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. We're looking forward to serving and helping you. So listen to Let's Find Out and find out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station.
And that's Beautiful by Helen Redding, and that's how everybody needs to feel. We're coming into spring, and tonight we're on a new moon eclipse, which is going to give us even more juices for psychic sensitivity, right, Frank?
It should. I got a lot of planets in Aries.
Oh, boy, you're in trouble. You know, we have a guest on the phone for you, Frank. Her name is Chris, and she's from Colorado. Good evening, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Did you want to ask Frank a question?
Well, I do, but it's not about any murders or bodies or anything.
Oh, that's good. Could we have your birthday, please?
It's December 19. Do you need the year?
No, that's fine. And what would you like to ask Frank St. James?
Well, I found out today that unless my husband and I can come up with approximately $12,000 to pay off our current and back property taxes, a lien holder will buy our deed, and we have until April 29th to settle it. We don't have any money. We do own our home outright. And it is a very nice home, I have to admit. This is creating a lot of stress on us, and I'm just wondering how can we do this and what might be in store for us. We've had up to four different people, currently down to two, that have not had any incomes staying with us for the last couple of years.
Well, let's ask Frank what he thinks.
By giving them a place to stay.
Frank,
now
what do you think?
Our home. And I just want to know if you have any ideas where we can go. Can you clue me in?
Well, that's more of a, that's more of a technical question. I mean, I do follow the news. I am a commodities trading advisor, too, so I follow the news. Most people now are taking in people, or other families, in order to keep their home.
I'm getting the feeling that that's really an illegal procedure. When is your husband's birthday, Chris?
His first name is Kenneth.
And his birthday?
October 15.
So he has Saturn on his sun, and you have the possibility of pulling it out. I think you're going to pull it out. I think what you need to do is a lot of prayer work and a lot of telling the people around you that this is going on, and maybe you can create some kind of a loan against the property in order to come up with the money. What do you think, Frank?
Well, like I said, it's a technical problem. I would... definitely a consumer agency, and find out. There's a lot of different groups now that are forming together to work through this crisis right now. And my suggestion would be to see if you could find out the people that are going through problems like this, and get together with them, because there's a lot of them. That are in, problems,
Yeah, a lot of people are in this position. Chris, I think that you need to get a lawyer and ask some questions. I'm feeling that there's something illegal about this. It just isn't right. And if you only heard about it yesterday, you do need to remember that the energies are on your side because Mercury is retrograde. And I will tell you that I do not think this is going to happen to you. There is a HUD number that you can call for help, but there's also a state number for people that are in property crisis. So do the research and see what you can do, Chris. Don't go around in fear. Take an action.
Okay, that's basically what I wanted to know. I know that you probably couldn't give me any, technical advice, so to speak, but I think I just wanted to kind of be reassured that that maybe you had a feeling that we weren't going to lose our home.
I have a feeling that you can pull it out if you'll do the work, and you can borrow the money. For some reason, I see that money coming to you. I see it coming to you by mid-month, so follow up and see what you can do.
Okay. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. You're very
you
welcome. Good luck.
Have a wonderful evening. I'm going to be listening to the rest of the show, too.
Thank you very much. Well, Frank, my goodness, I'm getting these calls all the time. And, you know, when it comes to the property psychic questions, I do know that when you have a child under the age of 17, that you have a better chance, especially if you're a single parent and you have a child in your home. There's all kinds of help. Have you been helping people with that lately, Frank?
Well, one-third of probably the people that come for readings right now are going through something similar in the real estate department. So I just saw a show on tonight, and they were talking about what the banks did illegally. And
They can't prove
that they own your property. And
I had somebody that I read recently that was with one of the top banks in the country and found out that they had illegally charged her $40,000 to do her closing. And she got a lawyer from Washington, D.C., because we're on the East Coast, and he helped her, and they faced the bank down, and now the bank has to renegotiate her mortgage no matter what her credit score is because they were dishonest.
Well,
so she kind of won that one.
Yeah, they're going after them big time, and they've even mortgage companies have hired people that have no idea what they're doing, and they sign a signature, you know, and they're supposed to sign between 300 or 400 of these to try to legitimize the house. So which all these papers were never really signed. So you got about 1 million people out there that are getting thrown out of their houses and under very precarious circumstances right now. So it's something that's palatable. They're starting to come into court with it,
I feel
they're going to have some good news in 2 weeks anyway.
But I do too. But the people that are so afraid of losing their housing, psychically, I can tell you to check it out and to don't take their word for it. Call the authorities. It's just like a doctor saying that you have cancer when you really don't, you know? So anyway, that's what you need to do.
Well, especially what's coming to light every day now with this problem.
I know. And some of the things that I've been working with are people that have lost their jobs and they don't know what to do. And what I'm finding, Frank, is that people are really reinventing themselves. And sometimes they're finding a talent through all of this that they never knew they had. And they're making that work for them. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? Going back even to 1970, when they started to anybody near 50 years old, they were getting rid of in these companies.
I know.
To get kids that were coming out of college.
The younger, cheaper ones.
So they didn't have to pay them that much. And then after a while, if they were lucky to go beyond 4 years, I mean, they kept doing it. But these people, interesting enough, went and started to exercise, started to go to different seminars. And
they started to learn.
And they, you know, they had to do that. And again, we're in that position where you got to be creative. You just can't sit down, and you don't have to take it. You can reinvent yourself. You can go and take courses and find out where you can get a job.
Period. And the careful thing is, of course, Frank, is not to go into a depression, because people go into a depression, they don't like to change the status quo. And I think one of the greatest messages that we can give tonight, being psychic and knowing how the energies are going, is that you are going to have to break the status quo. The status quo is in the middle of being shattered, and that's what these changes are all about leading to 2012. And then we're going to reinvent ourselves, and we'll feel stronger about ourselves and our life and our soul purpose. And when you do that, then you're just about invincible. This is what we need to do.
Well, I feel that's the way to go, because it's, you know, the last 20 years, I mean, the jobs have been disappeared. Mm.
And I don't think that
students, you know, I mean, if you want to get experience, you got to go abroad.
Right. I don't think that we're out of money either. I think that they've done something with the money, and it's so insidious, and they're using fear to try to control the group. And we need to demonstrate and to look at what the legalities are. For example, this person that found out that the bank had robbed $40,000 from her never would have known it if she hadn't had the gumption to get up and drive to Washington, D.C. to see a lawyer. So there are people out there that can help you. And they will come into your life if you take an action. One of the worst things that you can do is to give up. Because that doesn't help you, and it doesn't help your family, and it doesn't help your future. So we need to have faith and to walk ahead and to know that they're not going to keep us down. It's not easy, but you can do it.
The worst thing you could do is just sit there.
Right.
Get up, right. Walk around, and
take an action.
Try and get as much information as you can, because it's out there. It really
and
is.
One of the most wonderful things is that you have two people in a family, a man and a woman, and in a marriage, and the other spouse could probably pick up the slack in some way if there's some kind of a problem. But not to get discouraged, and not to want to quit, and not to want to get angry at another person. If you just ask for the right people to come to advance you forward, they will come. That's natural law. And so it just takes a lot of patience. Frank, we're going to do another commercial, and then we're going to be back and take more calls. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're having a psychic call-in show. Please join us.
Ascension, accessing the fifth dimension, the truth about 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension. How to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Let's Find Out is looking for winter and spring of 2011 guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you.
The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell, and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. Tonight's book, The Purposeful Universe by Carl Kalman, Ph.D., tells us how quantum theory and the Mayan cosmology explain the origins and evolution of life. Between the simplicity of religion and the absurdity of an empty randomness, Dr. Kalman proposes to us a brilliant but plausible third way, the Tree of Life. Here we have finally a modern theory of the origin and evolution of life that unifies the most recent discoveries of science with ancient wisdom. Without ever imposing God on us, this great book brings agnostics to face the evidence. It doesn't remove anything spiritual, but indeed proves that the idea of oneness, meditation, and merging with another in the energies can help serve everyone through forgiveness, love, help, and kindness. Dr. Kalman uses his scientific background in biology and cosmology to show that the idea of a purposeful universe is real. He explains not only how the DNA, but also the entire organism, has emerged in the image of the Tree of Life, which is a theory that has wide-range consequences, not only for medicine, but also for the origin of sacred geometry and the human soul. With this new theory of biological evolution, the divide between science and religion disappears. We are all merging into one. This is an excellent book and full of practical knowledge, so get out to your bookstore and pick it up.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always.
And that is one of my favorite songs by Dinah Shore. It's called The Gypsy. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and you're listening to Let's Find Out. Tonight, we are having a psychic show, and we're asking all of our guests that are listening to please call in with your question. In the U.S. and Canada, the number is 888-815-9756. My guest tonight is Frank St. James. He's one of the most well-known psychics on the East Coast. And Frank, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions that have come through email. One is, how does love affairs and giving love affect us in this lifetime, Frank?
I think, how does it affect? It affects everything.
Well, it affects the heart.
Well, it affects, there's always been a special energy that you feel when you've helped someone out, and a good marriage, relationships, family, that feeling of togetherness, that even with a pet, that unconditional love. And I've always, I'm a romantic, and I've always wanted to get just lost in it.
Well, you know, I've often wondered if you think that a pet could be somebody's soulmate. Most people are still looking for their soulmate, are they not, Frank, when you do a reading?
Oh, well, yes, they are looking for soulmates. Very seldom that happens, but I wouldn't stop looking. I've been lucky to find mine, and it was kind of happened spontaneous, and we all go through our life meeting people and hoping.
We need to love, and I think love helps the soul grow, and I think love brings us communication, compassion, and understanding of others and their part in life, because we get so wrapped up in ourselves, we forget to look at other people and what they're going through. And I think love helps, don't you, Frank?
Love helps immeasurably, but it's all with trust, too. It's when you can give your trust and not have to worry about somebody twisting it or doing something.
Manipulation.
Like that, you know, whatever it is that gives you that feeling. I never heard a good explanation for it, but
I have one.
It is
my father.
Feeling.
My father used to say, love is a feeling that you feel when you feel you've had a feeling that you never felt before. Mm. When you're doing your readings, is there any reaction that stays in your mind more than others? What's the most common question or reaction that you get during your readings, Frank?
Well, I think for the most part people don't want, some people don't want to hear the truth.
Right.
I find that most people know what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to hold on to somebody that they can't. There's no.
Well, you can't never can
no
hold on
they
to somebody.
Can't. And when you try to guide them into some part of reality,
right,
so they can move on and have better opportunities with somebody else.
Well, I always say, how can you hang on to that which is not yours? There's nothing to hang on to if it isn't there. But one of the most heartbreaking things that I find is when a child leaves the parents and the parents want to hang on to either their control over the child or some kind of relationship with a child that perhaps wasn't healthy, and you have to tell them to let go. And then you really see a resistance. Don't you agree?
Oh, sure. Sure. That's something that's almost constant in a lot of readings over the years. Right. I'm not saying it's in every reading, but that's definitely a subject that's very difficult for some people.
Mothers want to know about husbands and parents and kids.
Right.
What is the hardest question for you to answer, Frank?
Well, I don't like to go and make a prediction of when somebody asks me how long somebody's going to live.
Yeah, death. I find that the hardest question, too.
That's not, you know, there are crucial periods in that person's life.
And energy levels might just get through it.
They might just get through it. But to tell a person that you think they're not going to make it through springtime or whatever.
Or a loved one may not be making it.
I mean, you know what? Prayers, positive prayers, keep it positive to try, you know, it's up to you. Send out a prayer. If you tell somebody and they really... And then they pick up a negativeness, and they're not going to try.
They're going to give up. And we're responsible. My teacher taught me, Meg Stettner always said, if you see a car accident or you see something upsetting, never tell the client. Always say you should have your car checked, make sure that there's everything with maintenance, and be careful on the road. And with these Aries energy, six planets in Aries now, there's so much combat going on. Look at Japan and look at the Middle East, for example. There's so much going on in the energies that I just tell people to be extra careful, to watch their car, to watch the driving on the road, and to watch their words, and to be very careful that your words don't upset people. That can be difficult, too, don't you think, Frank?
That's right. And I think that with some people, that's arrogance. Mm-hmm. Of saying that's the final, that's going to be final. I don't think they have to be in this business anyway.
They shouldn't be in the business if they're going to give something really negative.
That
reminds me of something that I said in Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim?, my book that I wrote. I've said that nothing is final. It's all in the energies. You can pick up the energy of something negative, but that can be turned around with prayer, with thoughtfulness, and with caring. Nothing is final until it occurs in the physical. Just because a psychic sees a possibility doesn't mean it necessarily has to happen. You're being told that in a reading because you can turn it around, and pre-information can be very helpful because of that. Don't you think so, Frank?
Yes, I do. Well, I've always said if no matter what condition the person's in, when you pray, picture that person doing normal things, walking around, no matter what condition they're in. Because the least that could happen is that that person gets some kind of comfort here and there through your prayers.
And you feel the energy with prayer, just like you feel the energy when somebody says, I love you. You feel the energy with prayer. A baby that can't even really respond to us knows that when we're holding him or saying, I love you, the baby responds to that. A baby also responds to anger and arguments. So we know that energetically we feel the warmth and love.
Well, I feel it from the other side, too.
Yes, and you have the gift of mediumship, so you're able to have somebody's wise parent or wise friend come and speak to them and tell them the answer that they're seeking sometimes.
Well, too, and they pray from the other side. I mean, if you're still the same person when you pass over. Your energy is still the essence of everything that you were and still are.
That is so interesting. I never thought of a ghost praying. But yeah. That's interesting.
And they and on a lot of times with the readings, they'll tell their daughter, husband, or friend, or whatever we're reading, and they'll mm-hmm. tell them that they pray for them, because they're always asking, is there an angel or a guide or anything? Mm-hmm. Well, I pick up mostly people, and I said, your angel is right here.
Or I'm praying for you, somebody. And I'm watching over you is also a beautiful message, Frank.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take our last break, and then we'll be right back to hear what you're going to be doing in the next few months. We'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed bi-monthly in three regional print editions, New England, New York, and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and Delaware. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information to the community. Elizabeth Joyce writes the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine. Visit us at wisdommagazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, better known as the BCMA, is a nonprofit association focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by combining and sharing our talents with others. The BCMA does this by providing classes, events, and monthly metaphysical lectures to keep people informed about issues that affect your health and welfare of the community. We are in our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming classes, intensives, and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful community charity. When you give service to others, you open the heart and grow spiritually. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of each month between September and June at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. For a list of our charities, as well as our calendar of events, go to www.thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. On our next show, April 17th, I have a fabulous, helpful guest coming. Her name is Gail Farmer. We are prior high school friends, and she and her husband, Jeff, own Omega Publications out of Palm Springs, California. Omega Publications is a small independent publisher providing author services and freelance copywriting services. They have several goals which they work on your project: to get your project done the way you want it, to give you a fair value for your money, and to produce a quality product that the public will receive with enthusiasm. Is there order to writing? You bet there is. Are there certain things that you need to do to prepare a book before you present it to the publisher? Yes, indeed. And Gail and I are going to show you exactly how to do it on this show. I have worked as an editorial agent for many years, so Gail and I are going to put our heads together to tell you exactly how to prepare your book for writing and how to get it ready for the publisher. Omega takes their clients and their projects on an individual one-on-one basis. They are not looking for dozens of new clients. They are looking for the special clients. Their motto is, your job is important to you, and so it's important to Omega. Omega provides you with editing, cover design, page layout, printing and distribution of services. They provide you with a complete professional service. You do the writing, and they'll get your book onto the market. They are not a major agency. They are for freelance copywriters. They can help you with any of your marketing campaigns and website copy. If you need to move your project forward, if you need to get your job done well and on time, if you need a reasonable price tag, then you need Omega Publications. That's why Gail and Jeff started Omega Publications. That's why they're here. And that's exactly what Omega Publications will do for you. Don't miss this show, April 17th at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. We're looking forward to serving and helping you. So listen to Let's Find Out and find out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Elizabeth Joyce and her guests come to you every other Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a podcast of the show will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link on the Let's Find Out page at bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth, and we're resuming with our wonderful guest, Frank St. James. And this is a call-in psychic show, so if you want your questions answered, give us a call. And I just want to say that to dial in, you can call 712-432-0075, and the access code is 652-957. We have on the line Nancy from New Jersey. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's wonderful to hear you on the air.
Well, thank you. For Frank?
I do have a question. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
For Frank St. James?
Yes, I do. I have a question for him.
Okay.
You were saying that when people pass over, they really retain their individual qualities and so on. I've had two people in my life in the last 10, 15 years that have changed. My boyfriend of 10 years got a stroke in 1998, and for the next 7 years, he was severely impaired. This was a man who was a professor, and he was very perceptive, and we had a very close relationship. I spent the last 7 years visiting him in the nursing home and finding him in a state where he was really like a five-year-old. In other words, the damage from the stroke was so bad that he really wasn't the person he was before. And I guess my question is, and the same thing with my mother, who eventually had dementia, and I guess I'm wondering what happens to the soul? Where is that soul? Where is that person we're trying to reach? I know with my boyfriend, I kept always trying to tap that original bond that we had and that original
All right, let's
cognition.
See if Frank can answer.
It's
Frank?
Right there.
Yeah, Nancy, my experience with the other side is that most people stay around their family. It's not like anything that you've read about. I mean, I really had my first experience at when I was a little older than 3 years old, But since then, my experience is that the way they seem to be around people. Now, if they were loved ones, apparently they're always going to be around. If they're people that you didn't like.
But if they were severely impaired before they died, where are they during that? Why does the soul seem to be lost at that point where you can't reach
them? Well, the soul
isn't
lost.
When they pass over, do they go back to the actual fullness that they had in the best part of their lives? Or
well, let me say this.
Where is that soul go?
Yeah. Well, give me a chance to answer here.
Sorry.
The soul is always there. the organic problem that they're going through has nothing to do with their soul.
Well, I think they're out of body, Frank, don't you? That the essence is out of body.
Well,
really,
they're going through, like, dementia. My experiencing with them, and I've got over 40 years of experiencing with people that passed over, there is a an area where they can't remember those particular years. However, there are people from the other side, maybe a father, mother, grandmother, or other people, that they seem to be able to contact. I mean, sometimes you could see a smile on their face or something, or they might say something like that. You know, I was talking to my mother, or I was talking to my father. Briefly. But there are people that I find gather around, and these loved ones try to help the person and let them know that there is not to be scared, not to be, don't worry, we're going to be here for you. And they usually are when they do pass. But like I said, there are problems, physical and other problems, where they might not be aware of things. But
I also think that when they're in the body and they're in that in-between state, I call it in-between body and soul, Frank, I think that they're out of the body more than in the body, and I think that they're working probably with their guides and blessed higher self to have the courage to drop the body. And she was wondering, like, when they're in this glassy state that people get into just before they cross, like when you go into a nursing home and people are just staring at a wall and they don't communicate or talk, where is the soul?
Well, I mean, the soul is still in the body.
Right.
The memory is like I said, that part is organic. The drifting of the mind, I've done readings in nursing homes.
And, right. So have I.
And they were, for some reason, there's that little bit of light that comes through, and all of a sudden they realize I pick up their parents or other people, and they recognize it for that short duration. But these people are around them all the time, and sometimes the mind does drift, and that part of it definitely functions. It's not all particularly, deteriorating.
And Nancy, also, not only are they probably out of body during some times of the stroke, but if you're with them and they're in a coma, or they're drifting between this world and the next world because they haven't had the courage yet to drop the body, is what I feel, they know you're there. And they can signal with a finger or a smile, or there's a difference in their demeanor. Did you find that with your mother? When you went to see your mother?
No, I didn't. I found the last year or so, I don't think she even knew me. I was home with her, and I tried to engage her. I would read to her things like Memoirs of the Geisha and all this, and I'd try to get her to answer back, but she got so stone-like in
her demeanor.
She
knew you were there. She couldn't give back to you because she was in between worlds, and that's where we go before we pass, when we linger like that. Of course, when we go fast, like my sister went 1, 2, 3, she didn't linger like that. And then you go and you ascend and you start your processing right away. And it's different for everyone. I know it's very hard to watch a loved one, like a mother or a boyfriend, go into that in-between world state. But the soul is there, and they do feel your love. Don't you agree, Frank?
Oh, they do, because a few years ago,
I was asked to come in
and talk to a woman that was in a coma to see if we could, and her daughter asked her some questions. I had put a pad under her right hand, and I put a pen in it, and she actually said yes or no. And other than that, you couldn't get anything out of her. But
my mother was that way for 2 years, Frank, and I have twin sisters that sang. They were very famous. They sang on Arthur Godfrey and your show of shows and all kinds of things. And my mother wanted them to sing, and she wanted them to sing Now Is the Hour. And she called them up to the bedroom to sing through me because I could telepathically speak with her. So, Nancy, I telepathically spoke with my mother, and I got my sisters, and they came up, and they sang that song, and then she relaxed and could rest. It was really a small miracle.
Oh, that is. That's beautiful. Well, I always hoped, you know, I went to that nursing home for 7 years, three or four times a week, and I always hoped that he, I mean, he could talk, but he didn't make a lot of sense a lot of times.
Yeah.
But I always
hoped he realized that
I loved him and cared about him.
He does. Frank, I know that they always feel the love. Don't you think so?
I don't think there's the problem with us not being able to see that. But there
I think that
particular part of their energy always seems to pick up when they're aware when you're there.
Right.
It's that
they feel
it
different.
When they pass over, they don't remember this period. I mean, it's kind of,
well,
they're kind of between life and death, so they're really not fully alive in this context that we're in. And so that goes blank for a while. They don't really remember.
Well,
that's probably true, Nancy. That's probably true.
And they go in and out of that. They go in and
out
of that particular state where they might pick up a few minutes here or a few minutes there, and then in between it's kind of
Well, I want to thank you for your call, Nancy, and I want to thank the other girl from Colorado for her call, and I do hope that you'll listen again to Let's Find Out. And, Frank, it's been wonderful having you on, and I hope that you'll return in a couple of months again, Frank.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, and I will.
Good. And next week we're going to have, on the 17th, we're going to have Gail Farmer. She's from a publishing company. So if any of you out there are writing a book or have just written one and you want to know how to do it and how to get it to move forward once it's done, she's the lady to listen to, Omega Publications. Now we're going to close with our meditation for the evening. It's called Your Inner Psychic. Enjoy, and I'll see you on the 17th. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out.
Every human being has a purpose in life. Some people want to be scientists. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be artists. Some people want to be basketball players. Some people just want to find their soulmate and start a family. Everyone has his or her own desires. Everyone loves to do something and dreams about doing it well. If a person has a good profession, good relationships, a harmonized family, good health and happiness, that person feels successful in the physical life. Satisfaction in one's physical life is important. Many people have this kind of satisfaction, and they are blessed. Some people have this kind of physical satisfaction, yet they are not satisfied. They may feel that something is missing. They begin searching. They feel empty. They feel like they need to search for something, but they do not know exactly what they are searching for. If this resonates with you, I believe that you are searching for your soul's journey. I want you to sit with both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, hold your circuits, your thumb and forefinger, and begin to look for your inner psychic, your inner guide that might be able to help you open your heart, hear the truth in order to go forward with a purposeful life and soul growth. Millions of people worldwide are already on their soul journey. They search for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. They want to know what the spiritual journey is and how to move forward in it. They want to be enlightened and learn how to reach enlightenment. The soul journey is moving forward on your soul and reaching wisdom and inner knowledge. A human's physical life is limited. To live for more than 100 years is great. To live longer than this is extraordinary. A human soul life is unlimited. Soul life is eternal. There is a realization that the relationship between the physical journey and the spiritual journey can be summarized in a one-sentence secret. The physical journey is to serve the soul's journey. If you offer great services to others, if you make others healthier and happier, if you help transform human consciousness, if you contribute to love, peace, and harmony for humanity, the Mother Earth and the universes, as well as our soul sisters and our space sisters, you will accumulate great virtue. Virtue is the record of your services. Heaven records these services. Your great virtue from your good service will uplift your soul standing. Your future lives will be significantly blessed. Your descendants, including your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond, will be tremendously blessed. There is a famous ancient spiritual statement: ancestor plants the trees, and descendants enjoy the shade. You will also be helping your ascended timeline chain, the people that have already been on your timeline in your family karma and have passed on and ascended. You will be helping them as well as your future life. On the other hand, if you offer unpleasant service, such as killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, heaven also records these unpleasant services. These unpleasant services will profoundly influence you and your descendants in your future lives. This is wisdom, and it's called the wisdom of karma. Having a great success in the physical life is wonderful, but it's not enough. To develop the soul's life is vital. To develop the soul's life is to reach soul enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in the spiritual world. The higher your soul standing is, the more abilities the divine will give you to serve. The more you serve, the higher your spiritual standing will be. Finally, you will become a high-level spiritual being and will move closer and closer into the divine realms. Reaching the divine realms is the ultimate purpose of the spiritual journey. Now sit quietly. Feel that your master is coming. Your soul guide, your higher self, whoever you see, whoever you feel in this meditation. Hear him say to you, the higher the realm you reach in heaven, the more profound teaching you will receive from heaven, and the more soul power you are given by heaven on the earth to serve. This is the true path of every spiritual being. Be sure that you are aware of this wisdom, and be sure that you are following the path that's right for you and all those around you. When you listen to your inner psychic, the guidance will always be the best for everyone involved in the situation, and it will come in the right way for the right steps for you to take to enhance your life and grow as a soul and a person. And now we'll have our closing prayer. And now I want you to listen to your inner psychic, your inner being, your blessed higher self, your soul's message. What question do you need to ask your body, your mind, and your spirit? What do you need answered? Ask it now. And then wait for your answer. It always comes, and it comes as the best solution for all concerned. It can come through an email. It can come through a phone call. It can come through a thought. It can come through a dream. But it always comes. And know deep inside that all will be resolved as it should. And now let's have our closing prayer. Everyone in the world should be able to sleep without fear, at least for one night. Everyone should be able to eat his fill, at least for one day. There should be at least one day when hospitals see no one admitted due to violence. By doing selfless service for at least one day, everyone should help the poor and needy. It is Amma's prayer that at least this small dream become realized. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with the white light and protection of the God Source, and know that you are His, and He is you.